It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. Sponsored by CSN. It's not too late. Get enrolled at CSN today. Go to CSN.edu now. Woman in Nova Scotia, Canada, and her nephew won the $930,000 in a local lottery raffle earlier in the week, but now she says she's going to sue him for his half.
Oh, geez.
Because she only wrote his name on the ticket for good luck. She never promised she'd split the jackpot with him. So,
okay.
Remember the good story from the other day? The woman's just giving away the money.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, now this one's suing her family member.
Yeah.
Sweet. Nice. Great.
I will sue him.
Beautiful.
Workers at the Golden Corral in North Carolina noticed that their vents weren't working the other day, and it turned out to be a burglar who had gotten stuck inside.
Oh, geez.
Fire department had to be called. They rescued him, and then after they got him out, he was handcuffed for felony breaking and entering.
But I can breathe now. Oh, my God. You guys got to do something with those vents up there, man.
Yeah.
Any burglar could get hurt hanging out up there.
Now, luckily, I'm just checking them for you.
Wow. Well, Ceres is her name. Ceres Hersey. Recently diving off the coast of Dorset, England, and she spotted a little light on the ocean floor. It was an iPhone lit up. It was receiving a text message at the bottom of the ocean.
Really?
And it still had 84% of its charge remaining.
But Jody's phone goes to the bottom of the pool.
I know it.
3 feet of water.
This was in a waterproof case.
Oh.
So, yeah, she took the phone, was able to find out who its owner was. It was someone who lived in Canada. And they dropped it in the water 2 days earlier. This is crazy. And I know, and I can't believe Jody had to get a new phone.
Yeah.
Now, if you're going to bring it to the pool with you, Jody, you might need a waterproof case.
No.
Start, Carla. Truck carrying 15,000 pounds.
That's
of
something you do on a Monday.
Yeah, I know.
And I can work it out through the week. You don't start it on the weekend,
Jody,
when I'm going to be with her 24/7.
I love you, sister wife. That's all me. That's all me. 15,000 pounds of apple pies caught on fire on a truck yesterday.
What?
Yeah, in Rancho Cucamonga, California, firefighters had to come out and put all the pies out, and then they had to remove all the burnt pies. Just wasted pies.
That's
I know it,
bad.
But I'll tell you, I would have been there with a little fork, just plucking through. Hey, this one's fine. This one's perfectly fine. So it's a little burnt. Back off.
A little
off.
Dark. That's okay.
Yeah. Listen, paramedics, back off. I'm fine. This is good.
It Eat
is,
around it.
Yes, exactly. Does anybody have any ice cream? Because this one's perfectly fine.
But I got fries.
It is Friday. That is your other news.